This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, we all should come up with a word. I'll come up with a word. How the 49ers have made me feel this week? Confused. Not panicked yet. Like I said,
today was the day.
I know. Well, I said tonight, and I didn't say that I would panic. I said that I would get some level of concern, and I'm there. I don't understand what's happening in the trenches. It's interesting. I'm not bothered by the releases. I'm really not. I don't think anybody has left where a smart person couldn't sit down and go, well, here's why we did that. I bet the 49ers could explain themselves very well without being like, well, I just like money, so I decided to keep it. Like, I mean, yeah, right. maybe that's what the Yorks are doing. But I think that even though I love Dre Greenlaw, a smart person can sit there and go, well, we're really concerned about his legs. And I'm like, okay, I hear that. So like, we didn't want to do $35 million in a 3-year commitment for somebody who tore an Achilles and came back for 2 games and got hurt in both of them too. I don't think that's crazy. It's hard. It's not crazy. What I don't understand is where's the cavalry? Where are the replacements for all of these people who you can explain to me why they're leaving? So I'm confused. And open to the idea that it's temporary, but I am temporarily confused.
Yeah, the word I would use would be disappointed. I'm disappointed, and you're right about the exodus of these players, and you could look at each one, and you could say, well, it's because of this, and he's getting too much, and he's got bad legs, and this and that, and you can go line item, and you can explain all of it. Yeah, fine. And it's their business, but I get to that other part that you were talking about, which is the replacement. Where's the cavalry? And I don't see even a horse, let alone a collection. He's a horse. I don't see even a collection of players the plan for me, as I look at it from the outside looking in, is we're going to draft our butts off, and then that's going to be cool. Then we're going to bring in some undrafted free agents, and we're going to hit on those, and we're going to have this really new young team that you're all going to love.
I mean, I'm saying that as somebody who does, I trust the process. I really do. I trust their process. I think they're a good regime. But, dude, they got their own beat reporters out in these streets a week ago being like, I think their plan is to pair Leonard Floyd and Joey Bosa. And then they're like, actually, we're not going to sign Joey Bosa, and we're going to get rid. They did. They paired Leonard Floyd and Joey Bosa. They sent them both out. They didn't offer one, and they cut the other. So now they're paired together. Leonard can go back to Buffalo if he wants. But like, okay, so who is the other defensive end?
Right?
Who are the defensive tackles? I have no idea. And I know there are a few still somewhat interesting names out there. And then there's a draft, and it's supposed to be a wonderful defensive tackle draft. So maybe that is their plan. But woo, that's a scary one. That's a scary one. Yeah. It's a wait and see game, but in this moment I'm confused. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We'll ask some questions of Greg Cosell on this in 15 minutes. Let's go to Jones in Atlanta. Hi, Jones. Thanks for calling.
What's up, Buzz? How y'all doing, man?
Good, man.
I'm over here kind of, I'm having a little panic attack because, like I always say, this is an arms race. And we losing all our ammunition, and we ain't getting no new toys to play with. It's like Black Friday, right? And, you know, if you get there too late, all the good stuff going to be gone and ran through. That's how it is right now in free agency. It's like, you know, we losing stuff, but we ain't getting no replacements. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where the extra ammunition coming from? We in a fight, right? So we done shot all our big guns. Debo gone. Kuhn, that was a big gun. Out of here. The offensive linemen, I ain't saying all these guys that we lost, some of them were pros, some weren't. But they were still good ammunition to have on the team. And we don't have that heavy artillery anymore. My next thing is, why are guys wanting Purdy to play with nothing? It's like, yeah, everybody is like, with Jalen Hurts, he had Saquon, he has Debo, I mean, not Debo, Batman and Skinny Batman. You know, we should want to have the best of the best. I don't want to go to war with the mediocre weapons. Yeah, I want to go with the best weapons money can buy. If we could afford a DK for $150, I'd have cashed him out. I don't care. We just lost a receiver. We don't have a receiving core right now. We go ahead and pay Purdy. True, Greenlaw is gone. We can draft another linebacker. There's some D linemen out there, but we ain't spending no money. And the draft process is cool. I like how we draft usually, right? But so y'all telling me we're going to get 100 out of 100. Everybody we're going to draft this year is either going to be first team all pro or some type of influential kid out of 5 to 6 picks we're going to get, right? We're going to hit every one of them. No way, no how.
No way.
No way, no how.
No way. No way. I mean, yeah, Jones, thank you. I mean, the way I look at it, you actually probably need, and I mean like contributors. I'm not talking stars. I'm not talking rookie of the year candidates, but would you agree with me on this? Right now, I see them needing at least 3 new defensive linemen. 3. No less than 3. No less than 3. I see them needing at least 2 new offensive linemen. And
they probably think just 1, if that. I think they like their center. They like their center more than we do. And I mean, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I mean, there were centers out there in free agency, and I guess they didn't want to spend a lot of money. But,
right, but you also, it's not like you can go to war with 5 guys. Like, some of them get hurt. You've got to have some backups, too.
I'm looking at the depth chart, and their backups right now are Nick Zakel and Austin Pleasance at tackle. He would be your new Jalen Moore. And Drake Nugent at center. You don't have a lot of backups, and I do think that that's a fair way to look at it. The D-line, I do think that there were some underrated players last year that are back, like Yetur Gross-Matos and Okawanu and the dude who wore the funky helmet, the Guardian cap, Evan Anderson.
Evan Anderson, yes.
So they come back. Good depth pieces, but I'm with you. Like, you need a real edge rusher, dude. And you need a real 3 technique. Somebody who can absorb a double team against the run.
You need a dog.
You need a dog in the middle. You want, absolutely.
If you want this defense to work the way it has in the past, when it's been really good, and the Niner pass rush is the heartbeat of the team, that's what that regime has always said, you need an Alden Smith type opposite Nick Bosa, and you need it now. And I don't think it's there on the open market, which means you better find that in the draft and have someone pop and pop quickly, and maybe they've got their guy. Maybe they've got those names circled on their board right now. I don't know. So I'm never going to be closed-minded to them finding the pieces and doing the darn thing. But right now I'm thinking 3 defensive linemen. I'm thinking 2 offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking another corner and another linebacker. Okay? And then there's still other things that make me kind of queasy and uncomfortable on offense without knowing Christian McCaffrey's health. Without knowing Brandon Ayuk's health.
Yep, you need one of those. You need a running back and a receiver.
I mean, maybe Jordan Mason is going to be back. And I do think that if Pearsall really pops, the receiver room is fine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's fine. Yeah. It is. I do. I think it is. I think Pearsall, if you got to go out there Now, I don't know what's going to happen with Robinson right out of the gate. But if you got to go out there for a few games, if Pearsall's ready to pop and Juwan Jennings is there, and I don't know whether it's Jacob Cowing or Chris Conley or Tariq Owens or other names that they're going to put out there, if you've got to do that for two games, not the end of the world, but yeah, I'd like another player. I'd like another player. I'd like another running back and another wide receiver. And they've got 11 picks, so maybe those things will all happen.
Right.
But they're all going to be rookies.
Yeah, and I mean, and just in and of that, you're asking Ricky Pearsall to take a big step up. And I thought last year when he got healthy and he got fit after getting, shot, once he got over the gunshot and was able to get back into the flow, he showed signs, but I don't think that he showed signs of being a real one. And Juwan Jennings has benefited by having a lot of other weapons around him. If you key on Juwan Jennings, I do think that he's somebody that you can limit. I look at their wide receiver room and think you need at least one more, if not more. And I don't know when Brandon Ayuk is going to be good to go. The surgery he had was for two ligaments that were torn. And so, as you mentioned yesterday, the ACL repair, we know it takes a lot of time to get all the way back. Sometimes it takes a full year. So I'm not even counting him in the plans. You can say, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. And we also don't know about DeMarcus Robinson and whether or not he's going to face punishment from the league for his DUI. That's uncomfortable as well.
I mean, think about when you have a Niner conversation right now, how many times do you use the phrase, we don't know?
Well, a lot. And you can say that about every team. But although last year, going into the year, you didn't know if they'd sign Ayuk. And, none of us even thought that they would restructure McCaffrey, and nobody knew about the tragedy that Trent Williams was going through. But you came into last year, once we finally got all the way to the opener, we were sitting down there at the Hilton, and it was like, okay, here we go, roll up your sleeves, McCaffrey's not playing? Oh, geez. And because that news broke, during our show. All of a sudden, he was out, and, we didn't know why, it was the Achilles, and it was bilateral, and it was both Achilles, and so we obviously don't know, but you're asking people about how you feel right now 4 days into this free agency, and I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair, and the breaking news of last night, Mac Jones has been signed, and I mean, we can tell. Some people are just so they got their backup quarterback. Actually makes a lot of sense. I think it's a good move, but a lot of people are attaching other things to it. I can't really dispel all of that as to whether or not Kyle has actually been watching him from afar all along and really thinks he can get something out of him. And is that sort of a piece that'll be brought up in negotiations with Brock Purdy? I don't really think so, but I don't know. But also who exactly Mac Jones is and how he's played will be a central piece of our conversation with Greg Cosell, which is coming up in about 7 minutes or less. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, our tape guy, there's none like him. Mac Jones and who he has been and what he can be, that's going to be a big part of that conversation, which is coming up. Dave in Fresno next on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Dave.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, guys. Hey, Willer. Hey, Tibbs. I think all Niner fans probably feel a little disappointed and confused. I think we all can agree on that. I think where the disagreement will come is if do you trust them to figure it out? And I think that's where I differ. And I think Willer said he does trust them to figure it out. I'm losing trust by the day. I just think the state of the 49ers didn't just happen overnight. You know, there was a lot of bad draft classes, a lot of bad free agent classes. And you guys kind of pointed on one of my takeaways that, yeah, you know, you can be mad that people left, but right now the offensive line, it was bad last year. You got worse. The defensive line, everybody talked about the defensive line. You got worse there. And right now, you know, there are a few free agents left. You do have the draft. But to think you're just going to, you know, hit on these drafts and get contributors, it's not really been their MO, you know. And with Brock Purdy, like, this is 8 years with Kyle Shanahan. We're still doing this QB question mark. It's just, like, come on. Like it wasn't that long ago his dad was like, oh, yeah, we knew in training camp. We knew he was at the last pick. We knew what we had in Brock. We knew he's the guy. Yeah, so when he's making $900,000, that's easy to say. But when it comes time to pay him, oh, wait, you know, we got to take a step back here now. You know, we got to look at the big picture. So, like, it's just a lot of mishaps that happen along the way that right now, this is why they're at where they're at. And honestly, I don't think they should get benefit of the doubt. I know they've been to 2 Super Bowls, and you can always point to that. But they've made some really, really bad decisions. Last year with the contracts, you know, with the Trey Lance, you're missing on all these first round picks, saying no to Tom, all these things that's happened. This is why you're at where you're at. It didn't happen overnight. So they really, really need to, you know, muster up some of these mistakes and learn from it. If not, I don't know what the goal is. Is it to win the Super Bowl? To win the NFC West? Like, because people say, well, 2026 is not guaranteed either. You know, people get older. So
well,
you can
no,
say,
yeah, nothing is. Nothing is. Dave, thanks. We got to run. I would just say this. I always have a hard time when people say, is it the goal to win the Super Bowl this year? Well, this is why I will never, ever, ever agree with someone when they say Super Bowl or bust. Mm. I think only crappy teams make it about 1 year. That's a crappy idea. The idea is sustained success. And if that's your idea, you do have to do this. This is what the Bills did. This is what the Rams did. We referenced the Albert Breer conversation where he brought that up. If you want to sustain, you do have to do this. You don't just get to be 35, 36, 37, 38 years old and just keep being good because you got a big name. You got to reboot in a young man's physical game. You have to do that. But it's also fair for us to sit here in this moment and be like, dude, are you retooling? Because I'm not seeing the re part.
Right.
Like we're only seeing exits. We're not seeing any entrances.
That's a fact.
That's the scary part.
Well, you got an entrance in Mac Jones, either a backup QB or maybe somebody to push Brock, or maybe he'll be QB1 if Brock doesn't sign his deal. As of right now, he is he's right there.
He's
making more money than Brock is.
Yes, they're both on the roster.
Yep, both signed.
They are. Those are facts.
Maybe Brock's calling him for a loan right now.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, 3-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.